You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Blessings to you on today. I pray that you are having a most wonderful day. Spring is officially here. Yes. It is really here, and we are grateful. You know, it is good to be able to notice the flowers and the beautiful trees. My trees have leaves on them again. Isn't that nice? They have just greenery all around the property, and it is just wonderful. Even on the side of the freeway, any of y'all have them little pink flowers, and some people have purple flowers. It's just a beautiful time of the year, and even to see the little bees, but I don't want them around me. You know, my daughters, oh, Daddy, don't be scared. They just stand still. I'm like, I ain't standing still for nothing. I know that's the way you do it, but I'm a big dude, but I'm going to look like a girl running away from a bee, but I will do it. I'm going to do it. But listen, welcome to your GPS, your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so happy to be with you on today. Again, please know that I thank you for every email, every notice that I receive on Facebook. I really do appreciate you. Please know that. And I read every email. Sometimes I get behind on responding, but I do read everyone. So please know that I do appreciate you very, very much. And listen, now don't forget, all you have to do, if you want to be a part of our studio audience, all you have to do is text LOA. LOA to 40691, and you too will be notified whenever I'm doing a live recording. And that's what this is. It's a live recording. And you can be my guest, and I can have the privilege of giving you insightful reading. So I want you to be sure to do that. Do it right now. If you haven't done so, text the word LOA to 40691. Now, today I want to talk about something. I was giving a reading to a client, and you know, just in the middle of the reading, you know, spirit just blurted out to them, "You deserve your desire." And when I spoke those words, both of us just kind of went silent. And I remember the individual said, "Oh, Dr. Mosley, oh, wait, I need to write that one down." I said, "Honey, me too." I said, "I need to write that one down as well." Spirit told this individual, "You deserve your desire." And that's what I want to talk about, because that really, it really inspired me to realize you don't have to be ashamed of whatever it is you desire. If it's something that you really want, I want to encourage you to know you deserve it. It's your desire. Now, listen, before I get started, let me take a quick break. It's springtime and the pollen is out, which is causing my asthma to act up a little bit. So let me get a sip of water and I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere, because I already have people in queue ready for me to share an inspiring message from spirit to them. And you could be one of those ones too, if you would text LOA to 40691. Hold on, I'll be right back. Deserve your desire, and your desire right now is to listen to this wonderful radio program. And I am privileged. Please believe me, I really am. I am privileged to share with you, to talk with you on today. It is my utmost joy. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. So now listen, let's deal with this. You deserve your desire. It is your desire. What is it that you want? You know, sometimes people make us feel ashamed to say, hey, I want to get married. You? This would be your third marriage. Child, are you sure you want to be married? Yes. You know, sometimes people will make you feel embarrassed to say, well, I want to learn how to go make cheese. Why you want to learn that? Just go buy it from the store. But it is your desire. Take ownership of your desire. Everybody is not going to desire the same thing as you. Everybody's not going to understand or even appreciate your desire. So you have to take ownership. This is my desire. Some things, you got to do it for yourself. Ooh, I need to write that one down. Can somebody write that down as well? Because I feel that's a message from spirit to someone. Now, I know that touched my heart. Sometimes you got to do it for yourself. It's my desire. I really need to write that down. Do it for yourself. It doesn't matter if other people appreciate it or not, whether they like it or not. I just got to do this for myself. I want to prove to myself that I can do this. I want to do this that I can be fulfilled. You know, sometimes it's not for anybody else. Or why do you want to go to this restaurant? Or why do you want to lose these pounds? You're already married. Your spouse is crazy about you. But it has nothing to do with my spouse. It's just something I want to do for me. It's my desire, and I'm here, and I'm being a conduit of spirit to tell you, you deserve your desire. You really do deserve all the good that you desire. You deserve that, and take ownership of it. If it makes you happy, if it makes you feel joy, if it makes you feel good, then you deserve your desire. Now, I need somebody to write that one down, and I want you to say it. I'm going to expect you to say that at least 10 times every day. I deserve my desire. Sometimes we have what we call in church the spirit of the enemy, or we call it the spirit of fear. And it'll try to make you feel like, oh, you don't deserve that. You should be punished. I told you all this story, I'm quite sure, because this is always on my heart and my mind. I was working at a radio station years ago, and I went into this gentleman's office. He was the production manager, and I don't know why, but I just began to just talk, and I encouraged him. I said, oh, you know, you are just so loved. God just really loved you very much. And I was not a fanatic, a religious fanatic, but I just felt led to tell him. I guess that's part of my gifting. Well, he looked dead into my eyes, and he said, I'm not sure about that, Michael. I said, why? He said, because I killed a man. Now, y'all, when he said that, I kind of stopped in my tracks. I did, kind of like, huh? I like Scooby-Doo, huh? You know? But I let him know again. I said, whatever the reason you committed that particular act, I don't know, and it's none of my business. But it is my joy to inform you that you are still loved. And if I saw him today, I would let him know you deserve your desire. Don't let your past hold on or encapsulate or imprison your desire. Don't let your past hold your desire hostage. Don't let your past imprison your goal. Does that make sense to somebody? I want you to think about that. You still deserve your desire, whether it's going back to school, getting married, writing a book, reading a new book, whatever it is, getting a new car. You deserve your desire. Don't allow your past to imprison your desire. Think about that. I'll be right back, everybody. And I'm going to talk with some people and see if we can give them some insightful messages and let them know that you really do. You really do. Y'all hear me? You hear me? You really do deserve your desire. I believe it. I want you to know spirit believes in you. So let's think about that. In fact, why don't somebody just text that to me? Text that to me. Text it to my number, 916-467-4448. Text that, right? Just go ahead on and text it. I deserve my desire. I'll be right back, everybody.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You know, that's, I like that. I like that. That song, it's one of the freeway songs. It's one of them, don't you feel like you should be on the freeway? Now, somebody, you probably are right now. And, you know, just feel like you should just be letting the windows down and feeling the air, the cool breeze. Now, when I lived in California, I would call that one of my California songs, because I feel like I should just be on the open road with a convertible, you know. But for me, I just let the sunroof back and enjoy the day. And that is somebody's desire. And I want to encourage you to realize you deserve your desire. It does not matter whatever you have done, whatever you did not do. Today is another day to get it, not get it right, but make it better. You know, because sometimes we feel like I did that wrong. And sometimes when we go to church, I'm a preacher too, but sometimes we go to church and sometimes the preacher make you feel like you did everything wrong. But you didn't do everything wrong. And if it was not altogether perfect, that's okay. Today is another day to make it better, to make it brighter, to make it your desire. How about that? Listen, I thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in on today. I'm got to go to the phone line, and I believe that I'm ready to talk with Don, because I want to find out what is Don's desire. Don, are you there?
I am. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you, Don. And Don, is so good to talk with you from New Jersey. Is that right?
It is, yes.
Now, Don, you sound like you're a happy lady and things are going good and you may have everything that you desire. But you know what? Wait a minute. I learned that. That's what I learned recently. Mm-hmm. And that you, even when you achieve certain things in life, there's always something else to desire. There's always something else to want. And that, you know, sometimes coming up, we hear our parents say, well, just be grateful for what you have. But when you find other things that you want and that you desire, that's a good sign, because that mm-hmm. sign is that's a motivator. You know, yes. Somebody have the iPhone, whatever, but if someone says, well, I want the new one that's coming out. Well, that's a great motivator. It motivates you to get it. It motivates you to get those new pair of shoes. And sometimes we need that motivation. Sometimes we need that motivation that says, after I get off of work, I'm going to watch Golden Girls. Well, that's your motivation. You know, does that make sense, Don? Sometimes that motivation, that desire is your motivation. I want an ice cream cone right now. That's my motivation. But Don, what is your desire that you feel that you deserve?
You know, I just had a big Zoom call with a bunch of friends who are into manifestation. So I'm finally finding my tribe in that respect. And for me, it's to create great wealth in finance as well as love in my life, and doing that by using my artistic abilities. And that will allow me to not only help myself, but to help others. So the moment you help yourself, you put that oxygen mask on yourself, then you have the ability to help others. And I've always wanted to be able to do it, but I've found that because of societal programming and parental programming, we're not taught to create, you know, abundance in finance from art. You know, I mean, I'm 50. So our parents were like, you go get the, go become a lawyer, get the graduate degree and do all of that. And that will give you the abundance so you can retire happily. But that has just not been my path.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding that I have a new entrepreneurial venture and I'm really loving it. And I don't necessarily see great finance immediately, but I do feel like it's going to come, and I'm just trying to stay on that path. So
I think it's wonderful. I really do feel that that is wonderful. And I do feel that you are on the right path. And now let me ask you this. Do you feel that you deserve great wealth?
I do. There was a time where I wallowed in lack mentality. But I vowed this past year to release all lack mentality forever. So it takes a minute to let it go. And you find it seeping in minuscule, tiny ways in the things that you say. Oh, I can't afford that just yet. And you shouldn't even say that. So, but I feel like I've really released that lack mentality in programming. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm on my way.
All right, good. Let me share this with you because I do feel that you're on your way. There's one word that is causing your manifestation to slow down.
Okay.
Now, we want to speed it up.
Okay.
And that one word is attached. It's an adjective, but it's connected to the noun. And that adjective is great. You're great. Saying, I want great wealth.
Okay.
Take the word great out.
Okay.
Because great causes a distinction. Because okay. Evidently, if you're saying sure. There's great wealth, there must be not so great wealth. Well, I don't want the not so great wealth. In order for me to focus on the great wealth, I'm looking at the not so great wealth. No, okay. I just want wealth.
Okay.
And absolutely. Then let me share this with you.
Okay.
You made a statement and you said, I really, something about self, how you want to help yourself and you want to help others. Yes. And what I encourage you and what I hear from Spirit for you is if you really want to help yourself and help others, enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Help yourself by enjoying yourself.
Okay.
Don't worry and don't put so much emphasis on the great and okay. Not even on a lot of money. Oh, we've been doing that for years. I'm right. In my 50s too. I've been doing that all my life. I want a whole lot of money. When I get big, I'm going to have a whole lot of money and I'm going to buy my mama a big old house and we're going to have a big old pool. Well, I didn't get it, but
right.
But you see that dream. Well, what I had to understand is that it is possible, but if you really want to achieve it, first thing, enjoy what you do have, and okay. And what you really want is satisfaction.
Yes,
I was giving a reading to someone, and Spirit told me that. This is what you really want is satisfaction. You just want to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had a good, let's just
you're
say
listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
If I have a good hamburger, that hamburger cost me $5. Now, mm-hmm. Here's another hamburger. They call it gourmet. And this one cost me $50. But if the $5 hamburger really was good and it was satisfying, it was fulfilling, I enjoyed it, I was satisfied. I didn't need to take the $50 hamburger.
Right.
I don't even need the distinction. Mm-hmm. So, in your life right now, I would encourage you, enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Yeah.
You're going into another home or another property or another car. That's all coming to you. And I am being very, very real. That is coming to you. Just enjoy where you are. Enjoy the day-to-day journey. Enjoy your road to success. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Absolutely.
So take out great and just
say,
and don't even look for it. Just enjoy it. If you got a dollar right now, that's wealth because somebody wished they had that.
Right.
Now, that's not saying, you know, well, it's kind of like saying be grateful. But what I am trying to say and what Spirit is trying to convey is enjoy. If you enjoy what you have, more of that will come.
Okay.
Enjoy what you have and more of that will come. Does that make sense, Dawn?
It does. It definitely does.
Well, Dawn, I want you to reach greater success. I'm believing and I'm expecting it. Now, did you have another question for me to deal with, Dawn?
No, it was just about my entrepreneurial venture that I am enjoying and hoping that this is the path I'm supposed to be on.
Take out hoping.
This is the path I'm supposed to be on.
Yeah. And you know, because a lot of people do that. Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Are you enjoying it? That's the key thing. Anything comes to you greater with the attitude of enjoyment. That's all you have to do. Enjoy it. Okay. That's it. And I know what you're saying. Even if you enjoying this hamburger, I know you want more money, but in that attitude of enjoyment, you're welcoming money to come to you. You're welcoming love to come to you just by simply enjoying it. I think I've said this before. I've gone to a club years ago, and when you see somebody on the dance floor just enjoying, oh, that fine sister that's on the dance floor, that's twerking it and moving it and pushing it and shoving it and like, dang, they having a good time. It makes you want to get out on the dance floor. Now, yes, for us brothers, it makes us want to get up closer to her, but it's attractive.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So all I'm saying to do is enjoy. I've even been in a restaurant and I've seen somebody look, they really enjoying their entree. And I asked the waiter, what are they having?
Yes.
You know, and it make me want to buy the same. Well, look like everybody in here got them. I was in somewhere in Newark, New Jersey, Newport News, Virginia. And everybody had these huge crabs. What in the world? These big old crab legs. Everybody was getting it. I said, well, let me try it too.
Right?
And they were good. So listen,
okay. You
want to attract more money. You want to attract love. Enjoy what is right now. Don't ever hope that I'm on the right path. If it's enjoyment, if it's fulfilling, you're on the right path. Okay?
Okay. Absolutely. Thank
Blessings
you so
to you, Dawn. Keep me posted on your success, okay?
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
Same to you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back. I got more callers in queue. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Now listen, you know, we're talking about you deserve your desire. And I was telling Dawn about how, you know, if you just enjoy what you have, be appreciative of what you have, being thankful for it, it makes room for more. And it makes spirit want to give you more. I remember, and you probably heard me share this story too, but one day I was not having such a pleasant day. I was not in the best of attitudes, and I was making my children's dinner. That was not the problem, but I made their plates and I put their plates on the table, and they were sitting there. They came to the table and enjoyed their food. And yet I was still doing something in the kitchen, and my daughter called my name, Daddy. And for some reason, I was just agitated that day. I was really agitated. And she called me again, Daddy. And I turned around. I said, Michaela, what? You know, I had that little attitude. What? And she said, thank you for making our food. Yeah, that's right. You could hear a pin drop. I was like, oh, my baby. I said, I thank you, Michaela. I said, no problem, honey. And you know what? I said, you want some more? You want some ice cream? I was ready to bake that baby a cake. I really was. I was ready because I felt so horrible because of my attitude. But her attitude of appreciation, it changed my attitude. It changed. When you enjoy what you have, it makes the cook want to give you more. It makes God, it makes the universe want to give you more. You deserve your desire. Let me go to New York and talk to a dear friend, Miss Jeannie. How are you doing, Miss Jeannie?
I'm great, Dr. Mosley. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, it's a joy. Now, Miss Jeannie, what is a desire that you feel that you deserve?
I was thinking about that and thinking about that. And it was so many things that came to my mind. And I'm being greedy now. But and I wanted to hit these categories. But I said peace, because when I get that peace, it's going to hit a lot of areas of my life.
Oh, I like that peace. So, of course, I have to ask, do you feel that you deserve peace?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, why do you deserve
peace? Peace of mind is priceless.
Oh, I like that. Say that again.
Peace of mind is priceless.
It
is. You can't put a dollar
on it. It is. It really is. And you know what? Peace goes along with that other word that I just stated, which is satisfaction.
Yes.
Peace is finding that energy of satisfaction. And in fact, I was telling someone that today. In fact, for the past couple of days, honey, all I'm looking for right now is just peace, satisfaction. You can achieve so many great things with that energy of peace. So I guarantee
yes.
you are on the right track, and you do. You
yes.
do deserve peace. You feel that way, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So now, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Whatever spirit wants to give you.
Whatever spirit wants to give me. I like that, just because I'm already operating in peace. So whatever it comes, I'm good with that. Just let it flow. Let it flow. And it really, that really is what I'm hearing. Let it flow, but not only let it flow, I need to say it in a different manner. Let it come. Let it come. Let good things come to you. In fact, I had a client today that I was giving a reading to, and I gave them a compliment because I could see them on my Zoom call. And I said, oh, you're looking so good. You've lost weight. And they looked at the camera, but they did not make a statement. They just kind of smiled and went on to what they wanted to ask me. And I said, did you hear what I said? They kind of smiled again, which means they did hear what I said. I said, well, mm-hmm. I said it again. Did you hear me? And he kind of like, what? And I said, boy, you just have a problem with accepting compliments. And they kind of bust out laughing because they acknowledged it. There are good things Source desires to give us. There are great things that the universe desires to put into our hands and under our authority. Let it come. Not only let it flow, because sometimes we'll let it flow right past us. Like, okay, that's nice. Get that to my cousin and get that to the neighbors across the street. But Spirit is saying, Jeannie, there are some things I want you to let it come to you. Don't block the flow of what's coming to you. Why? Because you have to have a mindset to say, I deserve this. I really do deserve this. Now, I'm going to be honest, Jeannie. Sometimes that was a problem in my life. People would give me little gifts and different things. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have. And I was embarrassed. That's really what it was. I was embarrassed to receive it. But now deep in my heart, ooh, I was so happy.
Of course.
In my heart, I really was happy. But I felt like, you know, you don't need that. Or you know. So I want you to understand what Spirit is saying. Let the good come to you because you really do deserve it. Does that make sense to you, Jeannie?
It does. It really does.
Well, Jeannie, I want you to enjoy yourself, have a great week, and continue to celebrate yourself. And keep in mind, you deserve your desire, okay?
That's right. I deserve it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back. Do realize that you really do deserve your desire. And as I stated earlier, sometimes you just got to do it for yourselves. This is what I want, you know, who says you got to always have champagne on a special occasion? Well, if you made it through a difficult work day today, you deserve that glass of champagne. You really do. If it's what you desire, go for it. Now, some of us were waiting. I'm going to wait till New Year's Eve, or I'm going to wait till this. Well, this is your desire right now. And I believe Spirit is encouraging somebody to enjoy your desire right now. What you waiting on? Well, listen, I got somebody in the queue and they waiting on me to call their name. So I'm going to say, Tasia, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, Tasia, where are you calling me from?
I am calling you from Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, that's right outside D.C., right?
Yes.
Oh, you work for the president?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, hook a brother up. Hook a brother up. Tasia, blessings to you on today. Now, Tasia, what is a desire that you feel you deserve?
I would definitely say I'm in line with the first caller as far as really just believing God for just overflow in my life as it pertains to financial increase.
Let me ask you a question. Let me stop right there. Why do you want financial increase?
I desire abundance to really be able to do things in the kingdom of God for others.
Like what?
I definitely have some desires to do ministry in underserved groups and populations internationally.
Okay. That's still not answering my question. The reason why I'm saying that, because, and I have to be a little strict right now, okay, so we can get to the point. You can do those things right now. What does money have to do with it?
That's true.
See, what the point I'm making and what I feel Spirit is interjecting in here is, like I said to the first caller, many of us think a lot of money will answer all of my problems. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if you don't know what the problem is, how you know that's the answer? So it's not you're waiting on money. Money is really waiting on you. We just like, okay, well, I can pay my bills. I can do, but you can do that right now. Some people say, well, I can feed the hungry. Well, you can take $20 and buy at least five people a hamburger, or maybe even two, or even if it's one. So these are almost like false beliefs. It's making you feel like you can do something, but that's not really true. What I'd said this to somebody. In fact, I wrote it down in one of my notes. I wish I could find it. Money doesn't, you don't want money to control you, but you do want money to help relax you. It's like a Tylenol. Money will help me be calm. It will calm us. But now you have money right now. And that is what Spirit is telling me. You have money right now. Well, you said, Dr. Bolton, I ain't got that much. But yes, you do.
Yes.
Am I making any sense to you right now, Miss Tasia?
Yes.
In other words, take what you have. Enjoy your life. The late Reverend Ike made a powerful statement that I treasure. The best thing and the best way you could help the poor is not to become one of them. Don't add to its population. So therefore, not to add to that population, you want to enjoy what you have. You can also share it. That's not what I'm saying. Please, you could share it, but you want to enjoy what you have, that more will come to you. I know you heard the little story that I just mentioned about my daughter and how I wanted to bake her a cake at that point. When you appreciate what you have, more will come to you. Take the $20 that you have. Take and enjoy it. Go out to eat with it. Pay your bills with it. Some people, that's another thing. We feel like paying bills is such a drag. But when you have the money to pay your bill, oh, that's a good thing for me. I go on that computer and click in my credit card, and boom, lights are paid. I feel good. That's a stress relief off of me. Does that make sense to you? Excuse me. Are you saying, or is that my phone going out? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So now let's try this again in a sense. What is it that you feel that you deserve? That is your desire. Ooh, this is a hard question for you today, isn't it? Tasia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Tasia!
Yes? You got me thinking. I'm being careful of, you know, what I say to really think about it.
Well, that's what, and in fact, that's what I want you to walk away with today. I really want you to think, because many of us, it's like we say in church, and I believe you have, I believe you've been to church, but many people say, I want a financial blessing. Well, you have a job, you have Social Security, or you have income in some sort. Well, then you have money. But many people think that I want a lot of money, and it's nothing wrong with that. But why do you want a lot of money? Well, it's okay to even say, I want a big house. See, some people can't say that because they feel like they don't deserve it, or they're embarrassed to say, I want a 9,000 square foot mansion. We feel embarrassed to say that because some people say, you don't deserve, you don't even need that. See, these are trainings that we need to have eliminated from our thought pattern. Does that make sense to you, Tasia?
Yes.
So even if you tell me I want a Land Rover, whatever, Range Rover, whatever it is, that's what you want. That's your desire. So what I'm pointing out to you, Tasia, it sounds like Spirit is saying, I'm trying to show you that you have some embarrassment on your desires. Your desires are predicated on other people's approval, which should not be. If you want to do ministry work, that's wonderful. Part of the ministry that you have is serving yourself, because serving yourself proves the awesome power of God. and it motivates the desires of others. If you really want to do ministry, serve yourself and motivate others. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yes.
Tasia, I really want you to enjoy yourself and continue to know you do deserve whatever it is you want. Don't take down. Don't be embarrassed. Don't hide behind it. But be honest with you. I want this. I just want, you don't need no phone. And I tell people, you're right. I don't need it. And I'm glad I don't need it. I want it.
Amen.
And the Bible declares he'll give me the desires of my heart. That's just like a small little girl. My daddy said I could have it, so therefore I'm going to get it. And you know what, Tasia? God needs you to prove that scripture. He's beyond needs. He really can give you your desires. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Tasia. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, don't forget, schedule your personal reading with me. Call me. And you know, it's not that you need me to predict a house or a car, but my job is a little bit deeper. My job is to show you what is blocking you from receiving your heart's desires. What is it that you really do want? Well, it's like we did with Tasia. Money is good, but, you know, it's the things that money can buy, and it's also the feeling that money gives. Money is not a bad thing at all. Oh, no, it's a wonderful feeling, and it's a wonderful object to have. Don't be ashamed. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have $18 million. There's nothing wrong with that. It's no more any wrong in that than saying, I want a cup of water. From the smallest to the, I guess, the most humongous thing you can think of, it is all possible with spirit. There's a scripture in the Bible that clearly says all things are possible to him that believe. So can you really believe it? Can you really trust that spirit wants you to have it? Can you really trust that you do deserve your desire? I'm going to California right now. Let's talk with Miss Willie. How you doing, Miss Willie?
I am well, Dr. Mosley. How are you today?
I am doing good. And Miss Willie, what is a desire of yours that you feel that you really do deserve?
Okay, I have a long story. I have two points. Is that okay?
Yes.
I have been praying for a long time, and I think maybe you've joined me, but I just wanted to move and wanted my own home. And one day my son called me up and asked me to take a look, and he purchased this home for me, a brand new home. So I'm starting out new. My desire is to really make it nice, to decorate it beautifully. And so that's my desire, is to, I appreciate, and I feel so loved and so appreciated. Now I just want to fix it up and just make it my first new home. And
congratulations.
Yes, I am so excited. I think I cried for a few weeks there.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm ready to cry with you.
I
think that is so wonderful. And I want you to realize this. You attracted this home.
Yes.
Now, if you want to decorate it, it's your home. It is your desire. Do the same thing you did to attract it. Start visualizing. Okay. Start
That's
looking.
That's what I do.
And it's coming to you. The monies to decorate, the furniture, the different things. It because I would say this, if it worked for one thing, it'll work for something else.
Yes.
And it will continue working. It will continue to work for you. So you want to keep the motivation going. Hey, it's like, what else can I manifest this new home? Now, what else can I manifest? Can I manifest a new bedroom suite? Can I manifest a new kitchen? Can I manifest a new this? And you're right. You're right. Yes is the answer. So now, while you're feeling that wonderful high and that great, powerful energy, I tell you, keep it going. Keep it going.
Oh, my God. I'm just so thankful. And it works. It works. I know I manifest, you know, when I'm really paying attention, things that I ask for. But this, because the homes in California, well, you know what the prices are like here.
Yes.
And just to have it, you know, in my name and paid off, I'm just so grateful.
Ooh.
Oh my
Lord.
God. I'm so grateful.
Oh my. Now, you know what? I think I said this to someone just a few moments ago. Your success, and I hope Miss Tasia is still listening, your success is a motivator to someone else.
Okay.
As you reach and achieve your desire, you inform others that it really can be done. It really can. It's not just television, or it's not just hype. It's not just the commercial or what the author said in this book that I don't know. But here is someone that, again, is telling me this thing, it really works. So I want to congratulate you. So what is your other issue that you wanted to address on today?
Once I get settled and calm down and everything, I would love to meet my life partner, my mate. My husband died about 27 years ago, and I'm just still here, just kind of doing and just being me. And now sometimes, especially I'm in this beautiful home, and I say, oh, my God, it'd be so nice. I feel myself wanting or desiring to share. And I don't. That's it. I shouldn't say I don't know. I do know. But
well,
I have that moment. When you ask, what is your desire? That's it.
And it's a beautiful desire. And there are many people right now that are listening and they're saying the same thing. I want my mate. I want this person in my life. I want to share it. That's wonderful. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, it's the same process. It's the same process. Whatever you desire, focus. Now, there's a the scripture in the Bible that I believe Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire, believe that you have them. Believe that you have them and you shall receive them. Now, somebody said, but I've been waiting to be married for a while. Well, maintain your desire. Visualize it more. Energize it. But again, don't make this hard, because I think that's the thing that trips many of us up. We make it hard. How to make it easy? Just enjoy life. Just enjoy life. Don't feel like you're missing out on anything. People are attracted to fun. So I encourage you to enjoy life right now. Enjoy your home. Enjoy whatever you're doing in the front yard and in the back or in the room or the kitchen. Have fun, because that energy will surpass the walls of your home and it'll touch that wonderful person and bring them to you. You want that magnet of the energy. So have fun. You don't even have to focus on what he look like. What is he going to do this? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that. But mainly have fun. Enjoy. That's why I'm telling you, you're on a roll right now.
Yeah.
You really are. You don't even have to wait till you calm down. Why are you having fun? Trust me, he is not too far away. He's not too far. Because you know, one thing I also realized, and somebody write this down in your notes, happiness loves company.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know, we always say misery loves company. Well, that is true. I believe it. But I also know that happiness loves company.
Loves company. Okay, happiness. I hear that.
Have you ever, you know, been enjoying something and say, ooh, my son would do that. Oh, my little 12-year-old. Daddy, taste this. Oh, that's okay, Sir Michael. Daddy, please, it tastes so good. He get that from his mama. He get it from his mama. I said, no, baby, I don't want any. Daddy, please, you got to just try it. I'm like, okay, Sir Michael, okay. He wants you to enjoy it too. You know, so.
That's beautiful.
Happiness, it loves company. It really does. So you get happy and find that you will attract great joy, great happiness, continued happiness to you. So congratulations on your success. I am I'm so proud. Woo. My goodness.
I am so grateful, so thankful.
Well, you deserve it. That I know. You deserve it. Stay encouraged, Miss Willie, and keep me informed on your success, okay?
Okay, will do.
Blessings to you now. You're into the old spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm just overjoyed right now. I really am. I know I'm supposed to say my name, but I'm just really happy. Oh, I'm just happy for Miss Willie. She got her own home, brand new, paid for. Wow. Wow. If you just hold on to what you believe, hold on to your desire, realize that you really do deserve your desire. You really do. So, and it's your desire. Everybody may not jump on what we call the bandwagon, but don't block it for yourself. Don't let your past imprison your desire. Again, some things you gotta do it for yourself. This is what I want. And some, well, I can't pay for this for myself, but you can hold on to the desire for yourself. And somebody will say, well, what if it never comes? I say, what if it does? You have more of a probability of it happening than it not happening. Hold on to your desire. I can think of a few things in my life that I've held as a desire. And it didn't come right away, but I held on to it and it manifested. Sometimes you feel like the song is saying, I feel like reaching for the sky, but I may not touch it. But I have. As a child, I did. I reached for the sky and see how far I can touch it. I'm going to touch that cloud. But you know what? As I got older, I got on a plane and I went through the cloud. I flew above the cloud. Hold on to your desire. Do it for yourself, even if it's your secret desire. Hold on to it. Yeah, everybody may not agree, but you hold on. Isn't that what the Mary did in the Bible? The Bible said how she hid a lot of things. She kept it in her heart. She kept it in her secret treasure chest, locked away in her heart. That's what I encourage you to do. Hold on to your desire. It can, and I believe that it will really, really happen. All right? Schedule your personal reading with me. All you have to do is text the word reading to 40691 or visit my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley. I'll be glad to talk to you, drmichaelmosley.com. Oh, I've enjoyed this. And Miss Willie just put what they say, the icing on the cake. She got it. You deserve it. Whatever it is that you desire, don't let nobody talk you out of it now. You hear me? Don't let anyone do that. You hold on to it. And I want to encourage somebody. I believe God is looking for you to hold on to it. I believe that. Sometimes we hear these stories where it took me a few years, it took me this, but those years is a motivation to someone else that I too can make it. I too can get my own home. I too can find love at 60 years old. I too can find love at 75 or 32. It doesn't matter. If you manifested one thing, you can manifest something else. Now, you just got to stay encouraged and you got to hang in there. And you know what else you got to do? You got to keep listening. You got to keep listening to your spiritual GPS to success. You got to keep listening to Dr. Mosley, okay? Listen, schedule your reading, text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691 and book your reading right now. There's so much more for you. There's so much that God wants to share with you, but you got to stay encouraged. You got to stay motivated, okay? Promise me you go do that. Well, you know, I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but unfortunately, I am out of time. Dang it. But you got to promise me that you'll hold on to your desire. Promise me that you'll do it for yourself. Promise me that you will stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.